Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a little dreary this morning, but this afternoon we could have some thunderstorms pop up with some heavy rain. It's a level one risk. It could affect the kids as they're headed home from school. And then big news here as Idalia may become a Category 3, a major hurricane before it makes landfall in Florida. I'll show you what our impacts could be here.
Live pictures of breaking news now in southeast Raleigh. A pretty serious crash on Rock Quarry Road north of I-40. We'll take a look at the sensor data in that area.
And the man charged with murdering Alicia Watts will be in court this morning. What we can expect as James Dunmore is expected to make an appearance. We have a lot going on to start your week on this Monday. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, let's not forget. First day of school.
First day of school.
On this August 28th right here. So what will folks need to know as they get out the door? It looks a little gloomy behind us. Dix Park, downtown Raleigh. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Where and when some of this level one will be around us.
Likely to see that later on this afternoon. This morning, we're dealing with a few scattered showers. Some of those have been a little on the heavy side down to the south, but these cells are fairly small. We've seen a little bit of rain up near the Virginia line as well. We'll zoom in here. Mecklenburg County, Virginia, seeing just a few isolated showers. It's been a little heavier down south from Fayetteville over here toward Clinton, northward up toward Goldsboro and around parts of Johnston County and Harnett counties. We'll likely see a better chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Could produce some heavy rain. One or two might produce some wind damage, but this is all likely to be at the same time as kids are coming home from their first day of school. So if you can meet them at the bus stop, that may be a good idea. We'll take a look at the development of these storms. Between 2 and 3, we begin to see them more widespread across the area. That'll continue through the evening commute, so it could be pretty messy as you're trying to drive home from work, and then all the way really through midnight or so with another chance tomorrow. But tomorrows are likely to be later in the day. We take a look at our forecast. Heading out to school, temperatures in the mid-70s, mid-80s later on this afternoon. Tropical storm Idalia moving north at 8 miles per hour. Brand new advisory just came in at 8 o'clock. Winds at 65 miles per hour. It's moving a little bit faster. It's likely to become a Category 1 hurricane as it moves past Cuba and then a major hurricane before it makes landfall in Florida early on Wednesday. For us, it's likely to slip by just off the coast during the day Thursday. We could see some heavy rain with this and possibly some gusty winds. We're going to walk through the specific impacts for our part of North Carolina coming up. We now have a Category 4 hurricane here sitting out in the Atlantic. Franklin just became a Category 4 in the 8 o'clock advisory. It's likely to be Category 2 as it moves past Bermuda, and we could have some high rip current danger. But, of course, that's likely to be on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, we may see more impacts from Idalia on our coast. More on all that coming up. Brian?
8:03 following breaking news right now in southeast Raleigh. This is a live look at Rock Quarry Road near I-40. We're looking toward the north, and this is the Walnut Creek area. This is just south of the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard intersection, and reports of a pretty serious crash apparently out here with injuries. You can see an ambulance just arriving on the scene. On that southbound side of Rock Quarry Road, heading away from MLK back toward I-40, all the traffic is getting put into that left lane, so you can expect some delays in that area. Want to zoom in there and take a look at that live sensor data, and we're not picking up huge backups right now, but of course with the police activity and other emergency crews on that southbound side of Rock Quarry Road, you do need to slow down considerably under the state's move over law. So not seeing any big traffic effects just yet, but we'll watch those sensors, let you know how that's developing. Now, earlier this morning, we had a crash on 440 right around New Bern Avenue. That has cleared, but we're still seeing, of course, some lingering delays there on 440 westbound, heading away from I-40 toward New Bern. A little bit of a lingering delay also on New Bern Avenue approaching 440, and some lingering backups on 87 southbound heading through Knightdale, but it is looking a lot better now. Only a 2-minute delay from 64 Business out toward the 440 interchange. Elsewhere around the Triangle, seeing some heavy delays building on US 1 northbound, heading out of Apex from 55 out toward the 64 Tryon Road interchange. Then through Cary, traffic's flowing along pretty well. Do have some slowdowns on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest. And in Durham right now on 885, the usual backups forming between I-85 and 885.
It is a huge day for schools all across North Carolina. Today's the first day of school for tens of thousands of students in almost every district in our area. WRAL has full team coverage of back to school today. complete with what looks like yearbook photos there for us, right? We're in the studio with you. We're all around the triangle, Cumberland County, the Sand Hills. We've got you covered. Kids and parents will see a lot of changes as school starts up in Wake County. This school system is increasing lunch prices. A new security system is in place for visitors, and all while facing challenges with teacher vacancies. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live this morning, Fuquay Varina High School, with how school leaders are handling some of these teacher shortages. And I see you got yourself a classroom now, Kelsey.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. So we're actually inside of the Media Center at Fuquay Varina High School. There are some ninth grade students that are here behind me getting their Chromebooks to start off their school year. And now I'm going to give you a rundown of everything you need to know if you're a parent of a Wake County student. Now, number one, know that school lunches are going to go up by 25 cents this year. So if you have an elementary schooler, the school lunch will cost $3.25. That's up from $3 the year before. Middle and high school lunches are $3.50. There's also a new sign-in system for visitors who enter Wake County schools that will check for recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. Visitors will have to log into an iPad before entering a school. The school system still needs nearly 300 more teachers, but the principal here at Fuquay Varina High, Mike James, says his school is fully staffed.
We have as many teachers as we need. We've got some last-minute hires that we're getting cleared through human resources right now. So we will be fully staffed.
And the school district says overall their staffing numbers with teachers are up from what they were this time last year. And they're getting dozens of hiring recommendations every day. And we'll keep you updated as we learn more about when they can fill all of those shortages. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Fuquay Varina.
And now we'll head down to Cumberland County, where thousands of students are filing into their schools. WRAL's Gilbert Bays is at Gallberry Farm Elementary School in Hope Mills. And Gilbert, teachers have been working very hard to get those classrooms ready.
Yeah, they haven't. And the folks are out here working really hard to get these students in the classroom. That's Kimberly Floyd Washington right there. She's a school's social worker. She's directing traffic to make sure these students get in here. Earlier, the superintendent was out here giving high fives to the students as they went inside. You're right. They have been working. We came out here to Gallberry Farm Elementary School on Friday. We saw the teachers getting things together. We're talking about 50,000 students, 86 schools here in Cumberland County, 400 buses on the road now. That includes the ones from the early schools, or the year-round schools as well. It's a real task to get folks out here. Big challenge right now in talking with the superintendent. He outlined what those concerns are for this coming school year.
Well, continue to hire, retain, recruit premier professionals. Also, even though we're coming out of the pandemic, learning loss is still a concern. So we'll focus on learning loss, recovery, as well as safety. Safety is number one priority.
Well, if you don't know, you know now. Summer is over. This is normally the indication that summer is officially over. It is an emotional day. I tell you, I saw one father even walking out, leaving his son here for the first time in tears. It was hard. So it's an emotional day for both students and parents. In Hope Mills, Gilbert Bays, WRAL News.
And we'll have much more back to school coverage throughout the morning. In 10 minutes, how teachers are planning to address the learning gap caused by the pandemic. And then coming up at 8:30, we check in with WRAL's Monica Casey with an update on teacher vacancies in Durham Public Schools. And at 8:45, what a young author from Durham says kids can do to get over their first day jitters.
I'm Brian Easton, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker at NC State, where overnight students got a woof alert sent to them about a sexual assault that happened at Owen Hall. Take a look. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. The woof alert was sent out just after midnight. It says NC State police are looking for two men, but it's not clear how or if they're connected to the campus. They have not been arrested at this point. I'm working to find out from police if any security camera footage might exist that could help them in this case. And I'm also asking for more details about how all of this unfolded. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. At NC State, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Today, the boyfriend of Alicia Watts is scheduled to appear in court for the first time after being charged with her murder. 51-year-old James Dunmore is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Investigators found Watts' body in the woods more than a month after her disappearance. Moore County Sheriff told WRAL he believes Dunmore knew that area. Dunmore's court appearance is at 9:30 this morning. We'll have a live report updating what happens in our news at noon. We're at 8:10 right now, your Monday. The community of Jacksonville, Florida is mourning the deaths of three people after a shooting at a Dollar General store over the weekend. Straight ahead, we'll show you the reaction to Governor Ron DeSantis' speech and the call from local leaders to put politics aside. Plus,
when I walk through these doors, there's good memories, there's fond memories, and there's some memories that almost bring a tear to you up.
A Raleigh staple that's been serving up Italian food since the 60s is celebrating a major milestone. We'll give you a history lesson on Amadeus in downtown Raleigh. That's next. And we take a look at our severe weather threat. This afternoon, we'll likely see storms develop that could produce some heavy rain. A few of those producing the potential for some severe thunderstorms. Wind damage, the biggest threat. I'll show you the timeline. Welcome back on your Monday morning. This is a live look at cloudy Clinton. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. This is going to be what a lot of people are going to be experiencing for the whole day, really, on and off showers. We do have that level one severe weather risk. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner standing by to show us where the rain is falling right now.
Yeah, here's a look at the big picture. We have a stationary front that's sitting across North Carolina. Obviously, stationary front means it's not moving anywhere anytime soon. It'll be a boundary for thunderstorms to develop along today and again tomorrow because it's not likely to move out of our area right away. So here's a look at Doppler 5000 radar. Most of the rain that we've seen over the last 2 hours has been from the Triangle area south and eastward. We saw some rain in Clinton earlier. We continue to see some scattered showers across Johnson County and down around Wayne County, down toward Fayetteville as well. We had a little bit of rain in our northern counties earlier this morning, but most of that has fizzled out. So between Coates and Smithfield, there's a little bit of rain between Dunn down in Fayetteville and just north of Clinton back over toward Goldsboro is where we're seeing some of these showers right now. Likely to have a better chance for storms around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's about the same time that kids will be coming home from school. Heavy rain will be the biggest threat, but there could be a few of these storms developing that produce some wind damage. You can see that at 3 o'clock. Now it continues through the evening commute and all the way up until say midnight or so. And then we see another round of it for tomorrow. We'll move it out to lunchtime tomorrow, looking at cloudy skies. It'll be later developing. Things are pretty quiet as kids are coming home from school. As a matter of fact, at 5 o'clock, most of that rain is to the west. But around dinner time or so, it moves its way in and lingers overnight. Big news with Tropical Storm Idalia looking at it's moving north at 8 miles per hour, winds at 65. This is the newest advisory from 8 o'clock this morning. The 5 o'clock advisory showed this big news that it may be a category 3 or a major hurricane as it makes landfall on Wednesday morning here in Florida. And then it continues to look like it's going to brush the coast of North Carolina. What we'll see here is some gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour, the potential for some heavy rain, especially the closer you get to the coast. And that's likely to be during the day Thursday. Take a look. Again, this is likely to be a category 1, 2, 3, and then making landfall maybe around 9 or 10 o'clock Wednesday morning, and then pushing off the coast of North Carolina during the morning hours on Thursday with winds up to 50 miles per hour right along the coast. But what we'll see in our viewing area, it's going to be more like, say, 25 to 35 mile per hour winds, especially around the middle of the day. Taking a look at Franklin, it is a category 4 storm. It's a major hurricane right now. Likely to remain category 3 or 4 all the way into Wednesday, and then category 2 as it moves past Bermuda. Of course, we could see some rip current danger and some beach erosion, and then 2 days later, we could see the same thing again with Idalia. So it's going to be a mess for sure. All right, around here this morning, looking at mostly cloudy skies. We've had a little bit of light patchy rain. We'll see a high of 85 today, 87 on Thursday and 84 on Wednesday. When the tropical system moves by, it'll be much cooler in the mid 70s, but it will be a warm weekend with mid 80s to around 90. Brian?
817, still following this breaking news in Southeast Raleigh. This is Rock Quarry Road, just north of I-40, just north of the Promise Beacon Circle intersection. You see those lights there. Heading away from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard down toward that I-40 interchange, you're going to run into this police activity blocking those two right lanes. Traffic is getting by in that left lane, and we're not seeing big delays just yet. But a reminder, with North Carolina's move-over law, you need to slow down considerably as you head around that police activity. We're working to learn more about exactly what's happening there right around Walnut Creek. We're not seeing big delays on either side of Rock Quarry at the moment between I-40 and MLK, but just want to keep that in mind if you're heading through that area. Looking at the rest of the triangle, seeing some pretty heavy delays coming in from Wake Forest. We had an earlier crash reported on Capitol Boulevard at Main Street, but it looks like that has cleared. But those southbound delays at the intersections, typical for this point in the morning commute, certainly are going to be with you. About an 8 to 10 minute backup coming in from Wake Forest down toward the 540 interchange. Elsewhere around Wake County, our major routes are in fairly good shape. Just our usual congestion on 40 westbound between South Saunders Street out toward the US 1 interchange. Taking a look at your major approaches into Durham right now, no big backups at this point. About a 5 minute delay on westbound 98 coming in from 50 back toward the 885 interchange, and the usual delays on northbound 885 from I-40 to around the TW Alexander Drive interchange.
A state representative is in the hospital after crashing his pickup truck over the weekend. Marvin Lucas was hurt in the crash near his Spring Lake home. It happened on Hedgemore Circle around 9 Saturday morning. Sources tell WRAL Lucas lost control of the truck before hitting a house and then a tree. He was taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center and is undergoing testing and observation. Spring Lake Police and the Highway Patrol are investigating.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, an investigation ramps up this morning into what led to a massive fight involving teens at a Seattle mall. This is brand new video into our newsroom this morning of that scene last evening. The mall, of course, was placed on lockdown as officers swarmed that area. Now, initially, the call came in as shots fired, but that turned out to be false. Police quickly figured out it was a massive fight involving teens, no word yet on the ages of the juveniles involved. This mall will be open for business today.
Scary situation there. Thanks, Ken. Well, people in Jacksonville, Florida are gathering to mourn after a mass shooting there over the weekend. The community came together for a prayer vigil yesterday after Saturday's shooting that left three people dead at a Dollar General store. Investigators believe the white gunman was racially motivated. All three victims were black. Governor Ron DeSantis and his wife attended the vigil and heard boos from the crowd. A member of Jacksonville's city council stepped up, saying this is a time to put politics aside.
Hey, listen, y'all. Let me tell you, we finna put parties aside. Cause it ain't about parties today. A bullet don't know a party. So don't get me started.
Officials say the shooter went to a nearby HBCU first. They say security video shows him getting ready with a bulletproof vest in the parking lot. But police say he left when campus security approached him.
Thousands of students kick off the new school year this morning right here in the area, and closing the learning gap is top priority for teachers and parents. New data shows schools across the country are still struggling to catch up from pandemic-related challenges. Education experts say the learning problems are still ringing bells, despite $190 billion in federal funding. Well, now the districts that received the money only have 1 year left to use it to help students meet their goals. Harvard University's Center for Education Policy Research says the average student lost half a year of learning in math during the pandemic.
A Raleigh restaurant that serves as a museum to NC State athletics is celebrating a major milestone. We're talking about Amedeo's on Western Boulevard. The Italian restaurant is celebrating its 60th year in business. In 1963, Amedeo De Angelis opened his family's restaurant exactly where it stands today. And while it has expanded several times, the restaurant remains familiar to those who dined there years ago.
60 years of a business that's been serving great food and serving the Wolfpack Nation and all the people that love the great Italian food. It's a big day to be in business this long.
When I walk through these doors, there's good memories, there's fond memories, and there's some memories that almost bring a tear to you. But this Amedeo's, NC State, they're synonymous.
Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin issued a proclamation declaring yesterday as Amedeo's Day in the state's capital city. The restaurant is open 7 days a week for dine-in, carry-out, and delivery.
Since it is a back to school Monday here, we're going to take a look at our own first day school pictures. Brian Schrader up first. Look at this. Renee Chu.
I love
in the
glasses.
Mix as well. Yeah.
So cute.
Oh, yeah. I think she said what? Fourth grade, eighth grade.
Oh my goodness, who is that?
Terrible shirt.
That is Jeff Hogan. Look at that shirt. Look at the collar, Jeff.
Yeah,
oh my
I know.
Goodness.
Believe me, I should have been old enough to know better. And Elizabeth Gardner.
Elizabeth.
Yes, how about this? What was that? Eighth grade, Elizabeth?
So we said, I love it.
Eighth grade. Yep. Eighth grade. Oh, Michelle McConaughey, look at you.
That's me. That's me. Polk Street Elementary on the left hand side there. Yeah. Yeah.
What grade were you there?
That was going into kindergarten, okay. I believe. So, yeah, okay. Exciting day.
It can be a nerve-wracking day, right? Starting new school year there. But there are some students out there working for you.
Yes.
Here.
It's
a young girl, an author, really, has a advice for some kids to talk about who may be having, folks, that first day jitters. And we'll talk about that. When we get back.
I was nervous because I thought my personality was so different that I would not fit in.
We'll hear from the 10-year-old author encouraging others to not be afraid on that first day of class.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. A very happy first day of school to all of those kids going today. They might need the umbrella on the bus. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us where some rain is falling right now.
Got some showers, especially south and east of the Triangle area. Some of that's been a little on the heavy side. Most of it's been fairly light and patchy. Pretty dry around the Triangle area right now, but we do have a level one risk for severe storms. Around 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, these will start to develop. And of course, that's going to be around the same time that a lot of kids are heading home from school. We've got a 60% chance of coverage across our area. A few of those could produce some wind damage. It is going to be a fairly mild day. Lots of cloud cover. High temperature of 85. Brian?
It is 8:27, and we're following breaking news right now on the southeast side of Raleigh. Live pictures from Rock Quarry Road right there at the Walnut Creek Greenway Trail, where it looks like a vehicle flipped over there. We're going to get some more details about exactly what's going on, but you can see there's going to be a big cleanup there. As we show you the traffic out on Rock Quarry Road, this is affecting southbound traffic coming in from MLK back down toward I-40. We have two right lanes that are blocked, so traffic is getting by only in that left lane. For the moment, at least, we are not seeing big delays through that area. Over on the east side of Raleigh, watch for a crash on 87 southbound right around New Hope Road. Delays begin around Hodge Road coming in from Knightdale.
All right, thanks, Brian. Wake County Public Schools is starting off the school year this morning with 560 drivers, but it needs 882 to cover all routes. To address the driver shortage, drop-offs and pickup times will be staggered, with some students arriving more than 30 minutes late. And the boyfriend of Alicia Watts is scheduled to appear in court today for the first time after being charged with her murder. James Dunmore's court appearance scheduled for 9:30 this morning. We'll have a live report updating what happens in our news at noon. And next on Fox 50, how Durham Schools is tackling the challenge of teacher vacancies. That's next.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Two things we're watching closely. We have a level one risk for severe storms. Those will likely pop up before the kids are headed home from school. Also, tracking Idalia, the impacts on Wednesday along the coast of Florida is a Category 3 storm. I'll show you what we'll see here on Thursday.
And breaking news in southeast Raleigh, live pictures from Rock Quarry Road near I-40, where a vehicle flipped onto the greenway. We'll show you a closer image of that vehicle coming up in just a few minutes.
Super careful on the roads out there. We have team coverage this morning as kids head back to school. We will check in on Wake and Durham schools as they're navigating teacher and bus driver vacancies at the start of this school year. as your routine changes back into that school mode. We're glad you're making us part of your routine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we have team coverage, as we mentioned, so we'll get to Laura and Casey, Monica Casey, in just a minute. But first, we have to get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, because those kids might need the umbrella on the way home from school today.
Yeah, if you haven't sent your kids out, send them with the umbrella or the raincoat for later on. We do have a little bit of patchy rain, mainly south and east of the triangle. We had some of that in our northern counties earlier this morning, but for the most part, that's over. Those last showers kind of slipping out of Mecklenburg County. So we'll go back down to the south, seeing some light rain in Fayetteville. It's a little heavier there in the northern part of Sampson County and in southern Johnston County, south of Smithfield. Seeing a few isolated showers in Goldsboro. We've seen a little bit of rain around Wilson and Rocky Mount, but it looks light there. Around 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll have more widespread thunderstorms. A few of those could produce some wind damage. Definitely going to see some heavy rain with those later on today. We'll put that into motion. You can see around 2-3 o'clock, some of those cells starting to pop up, and continuing on through 5 o'clock, you might see some rain during the evening commute. This is one of the newer run of the computer model, showing a little less coverage, which is great, especially for kids heading home. But it's likely to continue on through midnight and beyond. Chapel Hill looking dry but cloudy. There's been a little drizzle in some places. Temperatures are in the mid 70s with a dew point in the low 70s, so it's really warm and sticky out there. We'll climb to about 85 with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a little sunshine peeking through. A big story in the tropics this morning has been Idalia. It's moving north at 8 miles per hour. It is likely to become a Category 1 storm as it moves past Cuba, but a major hurricane as it makes landfall Wednesday on the coast of Florida and then slips by North Carolina, but it is still likely to produce some heavy rain for us in parts of the viewing area on Thursday and potentially some gusty winds as well. We're going to walk through the specifics for us coming up. Also, we have a major hurricane here off the coast. Hurricane Franklin is likely to remain a Category 3 or 4 hurricane until Wednesday, when it begins to weaken a little bit as it moves past Bermuda. Brian?
It is now 8:33 as we take a look at this breaking news on the southeast side of Raleigh. This is Rock Quarry Road at the Walnut Creek Bridge, not too far from the I-40 interchange where we had a crash there. I want to take you to live pictures from the scene there. It looks like a vehicle went off the road and then flipped onto the greenway there at Walnut Creek. You see here with these live pictures that overturned vehicle there. A tow truck just arrived at the scene and they have cleared the ambulance. So at least right now, it doesn't appear as though there are any serious injuries with this. You can see that tow truck there still have those two right lanes blocked on southbound Rock Quarry Road coming in from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard down toward the Promise Beacon Circle intersection and the I-40 interchange. At this point, we're not seeing big delays in that area because traffic volume is relatively light. But as you head southbound there for the next little while till they can get this cleared up, remember North Carolina's move over law, scoot over at least one lane, or if you're not able to, at least slow down considerably. I'm tracking another crash right now on the east side of Raleigh at 87 southbound right around New Hope Road, with some pretty heavy delays coming in from the 540 and Hodge Road area. About a 6-minute delay showing up overall as you head in from 64 Business toward the 440 interchange.
It is a huge day for schools all across North Carolina. Today is the first day of class for thousands of students, and that means more buses on the roads as well, which could slow down your morning commute. WREL has full team coverage of Back to School Today here in the studio, in the Triangle, and also in the Sandhills. And we'll start with WREL's Laura Levine live this morning at Millbrook High School. Laura, those buses, they're rolling this morning, but Wake County is still dealing with those bus driver shortages.
Yeah, Michelle, and I can tell you throughout the course of the morning, we've been tracking, going bus stop to see how things are going, and we have seen some delays with buses up to 45 minutes behind schedule. As we know, about 90,000 students are preparing to catch the bus today, and for this school year, actually, here at West Millbrook Middle School. This is the bus lot where buses are still dropping students off even after that first bell had rung at 8:15. So today, parents and staff will get a first glimpse at how this new schedule will really go. This here is new video from this morning as we checked out those bus stops. You can see students hopping on the bus as it pulled up. Wake County Public Schools is starting off the school year with 560 drivers. The district needs a total of 882 to provide the best service and to cover all routes. To address the shortage, drop-offs and pickup times are staggered, with some students arriving more than 30 minutes late. Hanging out at one of the stops, I spoke with a student who's starting high school today. He has some mixed emotions about the new school year.
I'm not really excited about it, but just today. I mean, if it was like waking up at 12, I'd be fine with that, but early morning, it's a little annoying.
Yeah, I have to say it was pretty early when we were interviewing him at the bus stop. He still has to get in the groove of getting back to school. But he said he's excited to meet new friends, his teachers as well. And as far as the bus schedule, we've mentioned the morning schedule, right? But it also relays in the afternoon. Students will be picked up about 40 minutes late or up to 40 minutes after that last bell rings. We'll continue to track and monitor that bus schedules today. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Those days of noon sleeping in are over now, back to school. So the traditional school calendar also gets underway today in Durham. The district says it has made major progress as it welcomes students back. WREL's Monica Casey is in Durham this morning. The school system there, Monica, tackling the challenge of filling teacher vacancies, not so much the buses. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, Durham Public Schools tell me they are in a much better position than they were at the start of last school year. All the bus routes here in Durham are covered, but the administration emphasizes they're always hiring to try to keep that pool of substitute bus drivers at the ready. At the start of last school year, Durham had about 250 teacher vacancies. As of last week, that number this year is now down to 110. Superintendent Pascal Mubenga tells me it's likely even lower now. Those vacancies stretched across about 56 schools, even out to about two vacancies per school. Mubenga credits the improved staffing numbers with creative recruiting.
And I was able to add one additional position in our HR department. We have a person just merely concentrating on recruiting. We've done a good job. Our recruiting, traveling across the state, even out of the country. We went to Honduras, we went to Jamaica.
Now, one school that isn't opening on time, the new Northern High School. Durham Public School staff took us inside that nearly finished building earlier this month, but the recent storm that knocked out power for many and closed year-round schools for 2 days has delayed that opening. Students there will start this Thursday with an open house scheduled for tomorrow. In Durham, Monica Casey, WREL News.
And continuing our back-to-school coverage, we want to remind parents about the back-to-school, Here Comes the Bus app, actually, that gives parents an opportunity to navigate bus routes in the mornings when their child goes to school and in the afternoons. So we thought we'd take a look at what parents will see when they use this app. Note the bus number here at North Forest Pines Elementary, bus 1723, a 20-minute delay. At Wakefield Middle School, bus 1369, running 20 minutes behind schedule as well. Over in Apex, you see Salem Middle School. Again, note the bus number, bus 532, up to a 40-minute delay because of mechanical issues. Again, this is the Here Comes the Bus app that's really a good tool for parents to keep track of the buses that's taking the children to and from school.
Ken, thanks for that. Also, in 10 minutes, we will hear from a young author who is encouraging kids to not be nervous for their first day of school.
I'm Brian Neeson, the WREL Breaking News Tracker at NC State, where overnight students got a woof alert sent to them about a sexual assault that happened at Owen Hall. Take a look. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. The woof alert was sent out just after midnight. It says NC State police are looking for two men, but it's not clear how or if they're connected to the campus. They have not been arrested at this point. I'm working to find out from police if any security camera footage might exist that could help them in this case. And I'm also asking for more details about how all of this unfolded. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. At NC State, Brett Neese, WREL News.
Today, the boyfriend of Alicia Watts is scheduled to appear in court for the first time after being charged with her murder. 51-year-old James Dunmore is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Investigators found Watts' body in a wooded area more than a month after her disappearance. The Moore County Sheriff told WREL he believes that Dunmore knew the area. Dunmore's court appearance is scheduled for 9:30 this morning. We'll have a live report updating what happens in our news at noon.
For the first time today, we're expecting to hear some of the evidence against Mark Meadows, Donald Trump, and their 17 co-defendants accused in the Georgia election probe. Meadows is Trump's former chief of staff, also a former North Carolina lawmaker. He'll appear in court for a pretrial hearing. A high-stakes hearing is happening in Fulton County, Georgia. Meadows is requesting that his case be moved to federal court. Key witnesses are expected to testify today about Trump and his allies' attempt to overthrow the 2020 election. If Meadows is successful with getting his case moved to federal court, this could shift things for the rest of the suspects.
The jury pool will come from a larger geographic area, and they may be able to drag in some of those suburban Trump voters. You'd also be taking the state prosecutors out of their home court advantage.
Meanwhile, Trump continues to try to use his arrest to rally his voter base. His campaign says that they've raised more than $7 million since his mugshot was taken and released.
And Donald Trump's campaign is using his historic mugshot for merchandise, and they say it's been successful. Coming up next, how much it says it made in sales just one day after his arrest in Georgia.
It's back to school Monday. We are saluting the bus drivers who are on the roads getting your kids to school safely.
I'm Kevin Rigsby, school bus driver for Wake County Public School Systems. Why do I like doing it? From the moment you say good morning to the moment you say have a great weekend, it's just a great experience. And it keeps me coming back every day.
It is 8:45, and first of all, we're going to take a look at some showers that are around the area, especially along and east of I-95, back down toward Johnston County, Wayne County, Sampson County. We've seen a little bit of rain from the Triangle area northward this morning, but most of it has been in our southern counties. We had a little rain earlier in Mecklenburg County, Virginia. That has dissipated, and now we're seeing some rain from Clayton to Smithfield, back over toward Benson, Dunn, down toward Clinton, Goldsboro, and Eastward. We've had a few sprinkles around Wilson and Rocky Mount, but most of that has dissipated. From Fayetteville, like I said, over toward Clinton, especially the northern part of Sampson County, southern Johnston County, seeing some showers. And some of those are going to be heavy but brief. We take a look at our severe weather threat. It's a level one risk. We'll begin to see our severe weather threat right after lunchtime, where we could see some storms that might produce some wind damage. It's going to be pretty quiet between now and then. And the new run of the computer models has a little less coverage for us between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. That's good news, because that's about the time when a lot of kids will be heading home from school. What we may see with these storms is some heavy rain, and maybe one or two of them would produce some wind damage. They start to pick up in intensity a little bit between 7 and 9 p.m. And then look at this, between 11 and midnight, we see more intensity showing up. We'll take a look at Chapel Hill, and you can see gray skies there. It's definitely warm and sticky. You see the folks standing there getting ready to cross the street in shorts and t-shirts. 76 the temperature with a dew point of 73. We'll climb into the low 80s by lunchtime. Around town, 85 for the high in Raleigh, 84 in Durham, and 88 in Fayetteville. We take a look at the tropics. Very busy here, and a lot to talk about this whole week long. So we have tropical storm Idalia, and it's moving north at 8 miles per hour with winds at 65 miles per hour. Right here is Cuba. It's likely to be a category one hurricane as it passes Cuba. Then it moves into this very warm water in the Gulf of Mexico, and it will intensify very quickly. This is new this morning as of the 5 a.m. advisory. It may be a major hurricane as it makes landfall on Wednesday in Florida, and continued as a category one storm. Then it moves out into the Atlantic, brushes by North Carolina during the day on Thursday. We could see along the coast as much as 5 inches of rain and 50 mile per hour winds. But for us, we're not looking at anything quite that intense. Here's a look at the storm as it is approaching Florida. I'm kind of walking through the timeline with this version of Futurecast, and we'll pause it here. Right around 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, it's making landfall north of Tampa, and then it just hugs the coast all the way through Wednesday night and into Thursday. This is 3 a.m. Thursday morning, just south of Wilmington, and then sliding mostly out of our viewing area by lunchtime Thursday and off our coast by around 8 o'clock. And we're looking at 1 to 3 inches of rain. We have a low to medium risk for severe flooding across our area. And in Wilmington, it's a high risk for flooding. For us, looking at anywhere from 1.5 inches to maybe 4 inches, and then up to 5 inches along the coast. So 1 to 3 inches for most of us on Thursday, low to medium risk of flash flooding, winds likely gusting 20 to 35 miles per hour. This is good news. Our tornado threat is low. Where the center of the storm will be positioned would bring us a very small chance of tornadoes. Tuesday, 87, 84 Wednesday, but on Thursday, when Idalia moves by, it's going to be cool with a high of 74. We warm back up over the weekend.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. A man remains in the hospital this morning, days after an Orange County Sheriff's deputy shot him. And now the man's mother is speaking out as she watches her son recover. Deputies say they were trying to serve a warrant for Derek Williams on Friday in Hillsboro. It happened on Carolina Loop. We're told Williams fled the scene, then raised a gun at another deputy. The man's mother says her son's lungs collapsed after the shooting, and now he's on a ventilator. She spoke with us on Sunday, which was the first day she saw Williams since the shooting. She did not want to go on camera.
I'm about to lose my kid. I don't want to plan services for him in a funeral. That's the hardest part, losing a son.
And she says she hadn't seen her son in 3 to 4 months and had no idea that he was staying in Hillsboro. Now she's pleading for more answers as she hopes for her son's full recovery. We know the Orange County deputy who shot Williams has been placed on administrative leave amid the investigation.
Donald Trump's campaign says it has raised over $7 million from selling merchandise with the former president's mugshot on it. Politico first reported the fundraising numbers. According to a source, the former president raised over $4 million the day after his arrest. A Trump campaign official said the campaign now has raised nearly $20 million in the past 3 weeks, which covers the time since the former president's indictment and arraignment in Washington to his surrender at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia.
A man in Texas is building crosses for the victims in the Dollar General shooting in Jacksonville, Florida. Roberto Marquez built 3 crosses to remember those who were killed when a gunman opened fire at the store over the weekend. He says he does it in hopes of helping others heal from the tragedy.
If it helps, as it is helping, you know, these people are in pain. They need to know that people are behind them.
Over the last few years, Marquez has also built crosses in Ukraine and Uvalde.
As thousands of students head back to school today, many of them will have some first day jitters. A young author is sharing her story of overcoming those fears. Parker J. Jackson wrote a book called The First Day of School Jitters. She's 10 years old now. She wrote the book when she was 9 last year. It's about her first day of school at Holt Elementary School in Durham. She says she wants to encourage other kids not to be afraid to go to school.
If you just like take a breath and like say I got this, then sooner or later you just like walk in there and be fine. And you'll feel confident.
That is right, and you do got this. You can find Parker's book for sale online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The racial shooting in Jacksonville comes as the nation celebrates today's 60th anniversary of the famous March on Washington. It was on August 28, 1963, that Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech. He and 250,000 people gathered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial for one of the most significant moments of the civil rights movement. This past weekend, thousands from across the nation, including right here in the Triangle, held events to celebrate the historic march. Fayetteville police are working to figure out how a woman died near FSU's campus. Investigators say they responded to a home Saturday afternoon on Coley Drive. Campus police initially responded for a well-being check by family members. Both FSU police and FPD are investigating. Anyone with any information is asked to call officers.
St. Joseph AME Church in Durham dedicated its Sunday service to commemorate the historic March on Washington. Hundreds came together yesterday to reflect on how the line between the past and present seems to blur.
Today is a time where we focus not just on commemoration and looking at what happened 60 years ago and celebrating many of the advancements over the course of the last 60 years, but today is also a day of continuation where people are continually mobilizing, coming together to fight against the deliberate attempts to roll back many of those rights. There is a full frontal assault on democracy. There is a full frontal assault on communal engagement, on diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And the Reverend says that same fight decades ago for fair wages, voter rights, fighting inequities, racial injustices, and division still continues today.
Simone Biles is flipping over with excitement this morning after winning her record 8th all-round U.S. Gymnastics Championship. She competed Sunday in San Jose, California. The 26-year-old became the oldest woman to ever win the championships. Biles' 8th title breaks the record that she shared with Alfred Joachim, who won his 7th all-around gold medal 90 years ago. Safe to say, Simone is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And some new high-speed fun is coming to Mooresville. Rush Hour Karting is opening a multi-level indoor go-kart track. A grand opening for the fun is happening tonight from 4 to 9. It also has golf and racing simulators, virtual reality arena, axe throwing, and more.